Yutesh Shvat going from Simon and Tes Halacha Chaf to Simon Sameh Halacha He. So the Kitza teaches us that if a person sees a friend that he hasn't seen in 30 days and he is very beloved and there's a lot of excitement, certainly when it comes to a person's father, his Rebbe, and he's joyful in seeing the in person, the bracha that you make is Baruch Ata Hashem Kol Shechianu Kimani Gviyanu Zman Hazad, even though they were in touch. And Pashut Pshat, even if they were in touch through WhatsApp, although the Chayim discussed the fact that now that we have FaceTime, etc., if you saw someone in FaceTime, maybe that took away from the excitement. And that's the reason why today many people are not knowing, many personal readings being done, not to say with Shema Machos, that's to say, Baruch Shechianu Kimanu, or thank God that we're together, or Shalom Aleichem. But if someone makes a bracha, certainly they have what to learn, especially as the Piskachiv is being there. If someone didn't see, let's say, a relative or a good friend, and they were in danger, and there's tremendous excitement, you certainly can make a Shechianu. There's another bracha, if you don't see someone for 12 months, that's a year, you make Baruch Ata Hashem Ekenu Mechala Mechaya Meisim. And the reason is because after 12 months, a person forgets another person. This is also related to when a person mace, a person forgets about a mace after 12 months, in a way, it's a somewhat of a gift. But on a deeper level, there's a beautiful Maharsha, he says that the Pshat is because after Rosh Hashanah, there's a Tzachidish, that a person is still alive because a person is judged, he's going to live or not, and that's where there's a beautiful bracha mechayim meisim. However, on this, many achrayim say we don't make the bracha anymore, because as long as you were able to know, you were in touch, you found out that the person is alive, then you don't make mechayim meisim. Best to make without Shema Machus. When it comes to a person who never saw a friend, interesting, what's called a pen pal, a person has a friend that he developed through letters, etc., but never saw them initially. The interesting halacha, the Kitzur says, the excitement is not as intense. The love and connection is not as intense as someone you once saw and then separated, and therefore you do not make a shechianu. I saw some places say that you could. So probably with that, you should do without Shema Machus. When it comes to what's called Birkas Ha'ilanos, one of the interesting Kabbalistic brachas, I say Kabbalistic because there's a lot of Kabbalah based on describing what goes on when it comes to this, these trees that are budding. Now, what we're talking about, these trees are in bloom, means that the flowers that are coming out are the flowers that from that develops the fruit. So this is a Gemara Maseches Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, "Hai Man Diatzu Ben Yom." The Nisan goes out in the days of Nisan. So some places can say it has to be Chodesh Nisan. Other places can say that no, it's just based on the locality. So, for example, if you're in the southern part of the world, so south of the equator, and it's winter and it's summer in Tishrei, and the blooming trees are in the month of Tishrei, you can make a bracha. Someone actually once spoke to me from South Africa, told me that the minigas, they don't make a bracha, but really, Paiskim say, absolutely, you can make a bracha. It's lav davka nosh chodesh nisan. Now, once you didn't make the bracha and the fruits already came out, so if as long as it's not fully developed, you can still make the bracha. If you didn't see the budding and you didn't see the fruits, once you saw, really, it's a big question if you can make a bracha or not. And therefore, best to say without Shema Machos. So one should be careful to do this bracha. It's one of the brachas that you should look after. And you should try to have two trees. You should go with the minion. These are lechatchila, of course. But it's to be something very special. And there's a whole thing you get stuck. You say, Yisham Yichud, because there's neshamas, there's a kodesh. Look at Kavayashi. It describes incredible things that go on in Birkas Ha'ilanos. Next, Kitzur teaches us when it comes to interesting happenings in the world that remind us of Ma'aseh Bereishis and remind us that Hashem is running the world. So you see Hashem's hand, and Mamash Negel Ma'aseh, we just had earthquakes in Eretz Yisrael. So here's the list. If a person sees shooting stars, a person sees a comet, person experiences earthquakes, it doesn't have to be very powerful earthquakes, even just a little bit of a movement, it's enough to make a bracha. If a person sees hurricanes, very powerful winds, lightning, or thunder. So here, Pashup Shat, you make a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Ekenu Mechala Meisim, Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is where a person sees the Hashem's work in creation, or you make a bracha, Shekrecha Gevurasa Malei Olam, which means a person sees his strength in the world, Hashem's strength in the world. Now, the minhag is, when it comes to thunder, you make Shekrecha Gevurasa Malei Olam, when it comes to lightning, you say some Ma'aseh Bereishis, but again, if you said either bracha on either one, it's okay. The minhag is that also when it comes to the earthquakes, they too technically have a choice which one to make. And in a way, sometimes fits even better. Even though the kitzur just says, you could make either bracha, you just can't make both. Also important to understand, the Kitzur speaks about this, and Mishabura speaks about this. When it comes to lightning and thunder, sometimes it comes together. If you made isomai sublishes and had in mind for both your yetzah, but if they didn't come together, you make two separate brachas. People think that you don't make two brachas. You make two brachas. If you hear, for example, thunder, and you made a bracha on thunder, and then you hear you see the lightning, you make a bracha on the lightning. It's only when it comes together and you had in mind for both, that's when you yetzah with my sublishes. Now, when it comes to hearing any of these experiences, or meaning hearing the sounds, seeing the experiences, even earthquakes, etc., you have to say the bracha toch kedei dibo. If you didn't, you can't make the bracha. If it happens again, then you could. The brachas that you make on thunder and lightning only apply once, meaning once you made the bracha, that's it, unless the sky totally is cleared, and then it became cloudy again, etc., then you make a new bracha. If it's the next day, even if the sky is never cleared, you also make a new bracha. When it comes to lightning, there's an interesting Tachaya Adam and Mishabura, and the kids have mentioned this. Lightning that's because of heat, on that lightning, one does not make a bracha. I think they call it blitzen, something the Chaya Adam calls it. But in general, if you're cold, it's as cold outside, it's wintry looking, you don't have to be cheshish if it's because of heat, and therefore you can make Hey, bracha, when you see the keshet, you see the rainbow. So we know that there's a bracha on the rainbow. Basically, Hashem is keeping his covenant of not destroying the world. So in a way, it's a little bit of a sad reminder. And that's the reason why the Mishabur quotes, I think the Sefer Charedim, the Chassid that says, don't tell people that you saw the rainbow. I saw Achreinim, other Achreinim say that's not really a problem. The Kitzur doesn't bring it down. Also, if someone did, definitely don't give him mussar. It's okay. Certainly if a person sees it, there's another halacha, not to stare, not to gaze. This is also an interesting, if you look in the Chesed Navi, there's a whole nevuah and it discusses the keshet, the rainbow, Kabbalistic, the colors, everything else. So therefore, best not to stare. And lastly, when it comes to yamim, halim, and gvoim, meaning these great mountains, seas of the world, famous seas in the world, you make a bracha on my sublishes because it reminds us these are things that are from the time of creation. Hashem created the world. Interesting that the poskim say the following. There's one yam that you don't say to my sublishes, you say she'asa sayam agadol. Problem, it is a machlekas. Is it the Mediterranean or is it the Atlantic Ocean? So therefore, since it's a suffix, some say just say some my sublishes in both. Some say the following. This is from Shlomo Zalman Lobach. I love this, and this is what I tell people to do. Shlomo Zalman Lobach said to say bochat Hashem akim achlam vayse my sublishes she'asa sayam agadol. That's the exact nusach, and this way you said. There's a beautiful story from Reb Chaim. Someone told me that he went to Reb Chaim, asked him about his son's name, Gibraltar. I think it's Gibraltar. So he asked him if it's okay that he nicknames his name Gibraltar, when really it's his Gavriel. Reb Chaim said that's a source of great shalom. Why? Because if you go to Gibraltar, it's the spot where you see the Mediterranean and the Atlantic Ocean at the same time, and therefore you for sure could say Shazas Hamagada. It's a beautiful place. Another interesting note that the kids, the Piskei Teshuva says, not to say Oisamai Sebereshis on Yam HaMelech. When it comes to the Kinneret, we know it's there for my Sebereshis. Yam HaMelech, as I say, it's water that flew there after maybe stone was turned over, etc. And therefore, you don't say Oisamai Sebereshis.